Drive Time today is brought to you by Leone, McDonald, and Roberts. They are certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. Christian Mower here, and I'm joined by Jotham from Tin Mountain, and here to talk about the Century Ride, the annual Century Ride, of course, a staple in the Mount Washington Valley.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been doing the Century Ride for about 16 years now, going strong. It's a highly sought-after event, like a dairy call. This term gets used so much. It's a bucket list event. But people keep coming back, and it's the best supported Century Ride in New England, hands down.
That's awesome. For those who aren't familiar, what does Tin Mountain do?
Sure. Well, great question, because I can come from a unique perspective. In my full-time gig, I'm a public school teacher. Mm-hmm. So I was working at MS 8072 over in Freiburg in the Maine Environmental Science Academy, and Tin Mountain would come in once a week and take us to Elephant Rock, to take us to Square Ledge. I mean, Tin Mountain really is a benefit to any public school teacher that wants to get kids outside and immersed in nature, away from the textbooks, away from the worksheets, and give them some real life experience. So Tin Mountain does that throughout the Mount Washington Valley, as well as we do summer camps. I've also, in this capacity that I work in with Tin Mountain, I've also worked at some summer camps at Tamworth and Freiburg, and of course at Tin Mountain. So there are also environmental programs like EcoForums every Thursday, or every month, I believe, we do an EcoForum with free pizza from Flatbreads and some coffee from Frontside Grind. Come down for lunch, get a talk. It's a good time. So Tin Mountain does so much for the Valley, and I would imagine every parent has had a student, or every parent probably has gone through as well and had a Tin Mountain experience.
Now, you mentioned summer camps. Are those still available? Can kids still sign up?
Oh, man, our summer camps are pretty jam-packed. However, that being said, I'm really glad you asked, Christian. We have Wilderness Survival has some openings. Farm Camp has some openings, as well as the Woodland Wildlife over in Freiburg. Mm-hmm. That has some openings, too. And if those people are interested in those programs, they can contact Tin Mountain, 603-447-6991.
Now let's get into the Century Ride. What's new for this year?
Sure. I would say the first thing I'm really excited about is to have Eastside Bike Guides back. Eastside Bike Guides is our wrench. So Chris and Molly will be with us this year. And one of my favorite stories about the Century Ride is the first year that we needed Chris, which was a few years ago, he came right in on the scene as kind of an emergency situation, and he bailed us out. And in the men's restroom, everybody was just praising, you know, Chris and Eastside Bike Guides, and, you know, the highest praise you can get in the men's restroom. That was great. So we're having Chris come back as our mechanical support, as well as we'll have the White Mountain Amateur Radio. As you know, the cell phone coverage in the Mount Washington Valley isn't so good, so Luke and his crew will be, you know, our guardian angels out and about. So, yeah, we're very excited. We're also looking for some volunteers. We have the best volunteer coordinator, hands down, maybe the best genuine human being in the world, in Kat Thorney. She's so gregarious, and she leads the charge for our volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering on July 28th and helping us out, please get in contact with Kat Thorney.
Now, what is entailed in volunteering?
Sure. Well, volunteering, we have 5 aid stations, and momentarily I'll go through like each one and where it's located. So we have aid stations, we have parking, that because the event starts at Tin Mountain and it ends in Tin Mountain, so we have parking. So aid stations throughout the route, and then at the end we serve a great home cooked meal, and then there's cleanup. There's mm-hmm. always cleanup. Yeah.
Now, do people have to do the full Century, or can they do parts of it?
Great question. We have a 44. Usually, and great question as well, because of the Century, you're thinking, hey, that's 100. Mm-hmm. No, we have like the baker's dozen of Centuries. So all these routes, like it says 40, it's really 44. There's 80, it's really 88. And then 100, it's 109. So we've had riders in the past where they're looking at the bike computers and they're like, oh, I'm almost at 100 miles. But they're like, still 9 miles away. And they totally bonk. So there's 4 routes to choose from. By and large, I would say 90% of all our riders they get their money's worth. They mm-hmm. do the Century.
Now, what do you guys have? I know some races have little stations where people can kind of gas up.
Yeah. So let me take you on the journey. You start at Tin Mountain. You can start that day. Registration pickup is Friday that night. You can come in Saturday morning if you want, and you can get your bibs and whatnot. And then you'll be on your way. Bomb down Bald Hill. Now, remember, you're bombing down Bald Hill. You're actually going to need to come back up that, and we'll talk about that in a little while. So you go down Bald Hill, you turn onto the Kank, and as you go down to the Kank, which is great and newly paved, you're going to turn onto Bear Notch for your first climb. So you go into Bear Notch, up and over into Bartlett, and you come to Aid Station 1. So Aid Station 1 is right there at Higgins Park, I believe, in Bartlett. And that's the first place. We have porta-potties there. We'll have one secret weapon we also have is Ed Cook makes us Mr. Pretzel. He makes us homemade pretzels. So we have that. The other thing that I've added to the event a couple of years now is we have big jars of pickles because riders want something that's cold and they want something salty. Pickles check both those boxes off really well. We actually had riders taking shots of pickle juice. That's pretty cool. So after Aid Station 1, they go up to Crawford Notch into Aid Station 2. Aid Station 2 is manned by the Mount Washington Valley Bicycling Club, also known as the Velo Club at one point in time. So they're right at Fabian's, and they do a great job up there. We always get rave reviews. Once you get to that aid station, you can turn back, and that would be at the 40. That would be the 80. But if you keep on going for the 100, you go into continue into Gorm and Route 3, and you go up Randolph Hill. It's a monster, one beast of a climb. And at the top of that, at the Grandy View, there's the Coa Cycling Club with their aid station. Continuing on to Gorm, you go to Aid Station 4, and Lisa Matthews and Howie allow us at the Auto Road. They have us aid station there. And then you continue down from Pinkham Notch into the Intervale at Ragged Mountain, Aid Station 5. Rob is so gracious and has us there. So it's quite a loop. The elevation, I've got different GPS coordinates from like 4,000 feet to 5,000 feet of climbing that day. So you get your money's worth.
Yeah, for sure, and some exercise.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Once again, if people want to sign up for the Century Ride or just to volunteer for Tin Mountain or even sign up their kids for camp, where can they go?
Oh, I would go to tinmountain.org. That pretty much has everything that you just said. It's one-stop shopping for camps or events. You'll have all the links. We, with the Century Ride, we use BikeReg. But all the information you really need, it's right there at tinmountain.org.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in.
Hey, no, thank you for having me, Christian. Appreciate it.
Drive Time today is brought to you by Leone, McDonald, and Roberts. They are certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.